Have you ever looked at a special livery jet and thought, wait, that doesn't add up? I'm Tower. And this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about American Airlines, a red, white, and blue paint job, and the question nobody expected to ask. Why is the airplane celebrating America's 250th birthday built in Brazil? Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the story. American Airlines recently unveiled a special livery called America 250. It's part of the nationwide celebration of the United States semiquincentennial, the country's 250th anniversary. The paint scheme is sharp, stars, stripes, the works, exactly what you'd expect for a patriotic tribute from the world's largest airline. But the airplane wearing it? That's an Embraer E175 built by Embraer, headquartered in São José dos Campos, Brazil. And as soon as the photos hit the internet, the comments rolled in. You're celebrating America on a foreign-built jet? Couldn't you find a Boeing for this? Here's what you need to know. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. American Airlines didn't just grab a random airplane off the ramp. The E175 was chosen deliberately, and the reason comes down to how regional aviation actually works in this country. American's mainline fleet is made up of Boeing and Airbus narrowbodies and widebodies, but a massive portion of American's daily operation, the flights connecting smaller cities to major hubs, those are flown under the American Eagle brand by regional carriers. And the workhorse of that regional fleet is the Embraer E175. American and its regional partners operate hundreds of them. Hundreds. Now here's the part that matters. Those E-175 jets? They're not just designed in Brazil. Many of them are assembled and finished right here in the United States. Embraer has had a significant manufacturing presence in the U.S. for years. Their facility in Jacksonville, Florida, produces aircraft, employs American workers, and feeds directly into the American aviation supply chain. So when American says this airplane represents American aviation, they're not wrong. The E-175 touches more small and mid-size American cities on any given day than most of the mainline fleet. It's the airplane that connects Wichita to Dallas, that gets you from Springfield to Charlotte. The regional jet is arguably more American in its daily mission than a wide-body flying to London or Tokyo. There's also a practical consideration. If you're going to put a special livery on an airplane, you want it seen. You want it flying. A lot. Regional jets fly multiple legs per day, short hops, high frequency. That America 250 paint scheme is going to be spotted at dozens of airports across the country every single week. Put it on a long-haul 777 and it might sit on the ground in Philadelphia for hours between flights, or spend half its life over the Atlantic where nobody sees it. This brings up a broader point that's worth sitting with for a minute. We don't build many commercial aircraft in the United States anymore. Not really. Boeing is the last major American commercial airframe manufacturer, and even Boeing sources components from all over the world. Engines come from joint ventures, fuselage sections have been built overseas. The 787 Dreamliner has major structural components manufactured in Italy, Japan, and South Carolina. Aviation has been a global industry for decades. Embraer specifically has become deeply embedded in American regional aviation. The scope clause agreements between major airlines and their pilot unions essentially dictate the size of aircraft that regional carriers can fly. Those clauses have made the E-175 the default regional jet for the big three. Delta, United, American, they all rely on it. It's the airplane that makes the hub and spoke system work at the regional level for general aviation pilots. This might seem like an airline story that doesn't affect you, but think about it differently. Every time a regional jet connects a small city to the national air transportation network, that's an airport staying relevant, that's a control tower staying funded, that's an instrument approach staying current. The health of regional aviation trickles down to the airports where many of us learn to fly and base our airplanes. This affects you if you fly out of any airport served by American Eagle or any regional carrier. The economics of regional aviation determine which routes survive and which get cut. The E-175 is the airplane keeping many of those routes alive. There's one more angle here. Embraer has been making noise about a new turboprop design that could eventually reshape short-haul flying again. If fuel costs keep climbing, and we've seen the pressure airlines are under right now, the calculus on what airplane flies, what route is going to shift. The E-175 might be today's workhorse, but the regional fleet of 2035 could look very different. For now, though, if you see that America 250 livery taxiing past you at a regional airport, know that it's there on purpose. American made a deliberate choice. The airplane that touches the most American communities, flown by American pilots, maintained by American mechanics, many of them assembled by American hands in Florida. That's the airplane they picked to carry the flag. You can find the full story over at Simple Flying, and as always, more at RadioHanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart out there.